Hello and welcome to the Guardian Spoken Cartoons for Friday the 29th of August. I'm First Dog on the Moon, and today's cartoon is entitled Reports and Also Reports, and while it doesn't feature any swear words, it does contain some rudeness. It's a 6-frame cartoon, and it has a heading as well, and I did think about doing this cartoon in the voice of David Attenborough, but I'm not going to, although feel free to imagine that I am. The government has released the so-called Warburton review of the renewable energy target back into the wilderness. Everyone was shocked to discover that the report suggested scaling back the RET, especially since that's exactly what the government wanted to do all along. Now it has been set free to roam whither it will. And there it is, in one of those little pet carriers, and the little door is open, and it's plonked in the middle of the wilderness, which you can tell it's wilderness because there's some badly drawn foliage and some grey things which you can assume are rocks. And there in the door of the little pet carrier is the Warburton Review of the Renewable Energy Target. It's purple, it looks a bit like a bandicoot, it has green, lime green stripes. So in frame one, we see it in the wilderness, standing there, more rocks and foliage, and a quite nicely drawn, funny-looking yellow bird on a branch, and it's looking up at the bird, and the heading says, "Wandering in the wilderness, the Warburton Review leads a peaceful existence untroubled by balance or lack of a predetermined outcome. Until one day it encounters," and this is in frame two, "a wild vertigan panel cost-benefit analysis of the national broadband network lazing by a creek." And there it is. It's orange. It has blue horns and a long blue tail. And it's sort of, well, it could be a wombat. It could be, anyway. It's leaning against a rock. And hiding on the other side of the frame behind another rock is the Warburton Review of the Renewable Energy Target. And then underneath all of this, there is a stream. And beneath that, it says, "Coincidentally, this analysis also concluded that the government's plan was a really good one and that the previous government's plan was a really bad one." So down to frame three. After a brief but colourful courtship, the two reports engage in furious ideologically biased coitus. And that's what we have in frame three. Some more badly drawn foliage, some grey things that we assume are rocks, and the standing behind the vertigan panel cost-benefit analysis of the NBN is the Warburton Review, and they're, well, basically they're going at it. The Warburton Review into the renewable energy target is saying honk, 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 and the cost-benefit analysis of the NBN is saying squeep, squeep, squeep. It's not really family-friendly. So we move to frame four. This is much nicer. And not much later, they gave birth to a litter of reportlings. Aren't they adorable? And there they are. There's four little reportlings. Now, the funny thing about these reportlings is that while three of them look like the Warburton Review into the renewable energy target, but smaller, they're in fact the same colour as the cost-benefit analysis of the NBN, so they're orange with blue ears. But the fourth one, and this is really cute, whilst it looks like a smaller version of the cost-benefit analysis of the NBN, it's the same colour as the Warburton Review of the renewable energy target, so it's purple with green stripes. Down into frame five, we can see the Warburton Review into the renewable energy target sitting in a chair in a lounge room watching television. Yellow chair, TV, on a wooden cabinet. Amazingly, even though all these tiny reportlings have yet to be commissioned, they still instinctually exonerate the government from everything ever and include a set of recommendations pointing out how the government is doing really well. That's what it says at the top of the frame. And then the TV is saying, "In other news, a taxpayer-funded report says the government should do whatever it wants. Isn't nature remarkable?" And finally, to frame six. At the top it says, "Watch what happens when a rogue royal commission into the government's political opponents wanders into the territory of the family group of reports. So on the left of the frame, we see the Warburton Review into the RET and the CBA into the NBN standing there with their little four little reportlings beside them. And the right-hand side of the frame has a large red creature with nasty teeth and a trunk and weird, terrible scales. And it looks sort of like a demon dinosaur elephant. And underneath all of that, it says, nothing happens. Because that's what happens when the Rogue Royal Commission to the government's political opponents wanders into the territory of the Family Group of Reports. And that is all for today's Guardian Spoken Cartoon. I'm still First Dog on the Moon. Thanks for listening.